We are hosting, on behalf of the Gurkha Welfare Trust, a really, really important event. An organisation that's been working with the Raw Logistic Corps, a Defence and Logistics Trust, has for a vast many number of years been investing in vocational qualifications and improving vocational qualifications for soldiers within the Raw Logistic Corps. A number of months back, the Trust's work began to come to a close and they made a significant donation, £3 million to the Raw Logistic Corps, which will absolutely go to the heart of soldier development. In addition to that, they also made the most generous donation of £250,000, £250,000 to the Gurkha Welfare Trust to help them and their work in Nepal, looking after the interests of the Gurkha Welfare Trust and the Gurkha Welfare Scheme. Today is the point at which that £250,000 is going to be officially handed over to the Gurkha Welfare Trust, and representatives from both of those organisations have come here to meet my soldiers and the kit that they have been operating as a result of the vocational qualifications they've been invested in. They're going to see a little bit of our pipes and drums, a little bit of our regiment's capability, and then enjoy a fantastic Gurkha curry cooked by our wonderful chefs.
Well, from the Defence Log VQ Trust is the CEO, is Paul Downey, who's part of the presentation team with the cheque today, a fantastic amount as well. Tell us a little bit about the money. How has it all been raised?
It has been raised because DefLog VQ Trust, and may I say DefLog stands for Defence Logistics Vocational Qualification Trust, which was founded at the Defence School of Transport in 1996, is an educational charity that was given the job of running the Army Apprenticeship Scheme in regards to logistics qualifications. After 20 years, the trust is now winding up, and the trustees have decided to disperse the assets of the trust to military charities, and one of those charities obviously was the Gurkha Welfare Trust.
Now, the amount, I was told, was £250,000, but when the cheque was unveiled, £300,000.
That is a little bit of a surprise. I was able to look at the figures yesterday, and in discussions with my fellow trustees, we decided that the worthy cause for the extra £50,000 was the Gurkha Welfare Trust.
And it's a fantastic charity as well to support.
Absolutely. I mean, it's received a lot of publicity over recent years, and quite justifiably so. And I myself have had many meetings, and in fact, some of my teaching staff have been Gurkhas themselves, and it's only when you get to know the families and the commitment that these gentlemen actually do, you suddenly realise what a wonderful charity this is to support them. And of course, you know, the recent earthquake in Nepal has perhaps highlighted the need to give them all the support that they can get, and we're delighted on behalf of the Trust to be able to do just that.
And the man receiving the cheque on behalf of the Gurkha Welfare Trust is one of the directors, Al Howard. Al, what an amazing amount of money in the end, £300,000 more than you were expecting.
It was. I was told there was a surprise today, and I don't generally like surprises. We were expecting a cheque for an extraordinary amount, £250,000, and £300,000 surpassed even that. So it's with enormous gratitude that we take receipt of this cheque.
And what does it mean to the Trust? How beneficial is it going to be?
It's hugely beneficial. It represents one of the largest non-institutional donations to the Trust in its history, which is not an insignificant event, obviously. It's going to be directed towards the Trust efforts in the sector of education in Nepal, one of the key sectors that we work in, that of education, accessible drinking water and medical provision. So it's going to have an absolutely key effect, and already a school has been identified to be constructed this financial year, so we're putting the money to good use immediately.
Just give us a little bit more of an insight in what you do with the Gurkha Welfare Trust.
We are the lead Gurkha charity that look after Gurkha veterans in Nepal. We have welfare pensioners who didn't reach their pensionable service. They receive no money from the government, those that served in the Second World War and conflicts thereafter. The Trust represents their primary source of existence, essentially financially. Trust there to support them in all ways, but we also support the communities in which they reside, even more so post the earthquakes last year, of course.
And if someone wants to get more details about the Trust, how can they do so?
If they go to our website, gwt.org.uk, all the details of what we do and how we can be contacted are listed there.